from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah. Welcome back, Nation. Segment's brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. As it's time now for the Eric Nadel Show here on The Fan, powered by the Good Feet Store. And it's joining you now, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. It's advanced body scan. It's Eric Nadel here in the Nation, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying a semi-rainy day in New York.
Yes. Is it nice enough that you can at least get out and do a little something? Or are you stuck in the hotel?
Yeah, no, it's been okay this afternoon. There's been a few periods of light rain. Apparently, it's supposed to get much worse, you know, within the next couple of hours and not let up until after 10 o'clock tonight. So they made the prudent decision, I guess, and kept everybody from traipsing out to the stadium and called it early.
So when you get to go back to New York, do you still have some spots that you like to visit from your childhood or any favorite restaurants or local joints to hit up?
Yeah, not really childhood spots. My childhood spots, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, and it's, you know, it's kind of a hassle to get there. I don't really have the ambition to do that. But in Manhattan, you know, I've got lots of places I like. There's a Cuban restaurant called Guantanamera, which has live music every night. And I got a chance to go there last night. I went to a Broadway show called Stereophonic, which is a wonderful show about a rock band recording an album, which is loosely based on Fleetwood Mac recording the Rumours album in 1976. It was a wonderful show. The music is by Arcade Fire. And afterwards went to Guantanamera, took in a Cuban band and some great Cuban food. That's just one of the many places that I love to go here in New York.
My Eric, sophomore year. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. Eric, if you had to watch a documentary on baseball or a documentary on music, are you taking music every single time?
It kind of depends on what the music documentary is.
Muscle Shoals, the Muscle Shoals thing. Yeah, the Muscle Shoals one in the recording studio in Alabama. Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, yeah, it was fabulous. Love that one. There's one called The Wrecking Crew,
okay,
which I love, about the backup band for all of the hits of the 60s. The Glenn Campbell documentary is sensational. Oh. The Shania Twain documentary is tremendous. There's a great one about the Avett brothers. I don't miss many of those.
Eric Nadel here with you on 105 Through the Fan. The Guantanamera reminded me of my sophomore year Spanish class. Mrs. Combe taught us the great song Guajira Guantanamera.
One time.
Isn't that a great song? Yeah.
They did. They played it last night. The band closed with that.
Nice.
There we go.
Nice. Man, that is so cool. So how do you like a good doubleheader still? You up for that tomorrow?
You know, when I was a kid, every year on my birthday, I would force my dad to take me to a doubleheader, either the Mets or the Yankees, whoever was home around my birthday. And I'm sure he hated it. And he always agreed to go, but, you know, we would leave in the middle of the second game. He couldn't quite make it through the doubleheader. And broadcasters hate doubleheaders. It's, you know, it's just too much baseball for one day. It's better now with the pitch clock, of course. But the first time we actually played at Shea Stadium, and the only time the Rangers played at Shea Stadium in interleague play, was the last year of Shea Stadium. And I kept thinking, as that series started, how I would force my dad to go out to Shea Stadium and sit there, you know, for 5 hours or whatever it was. And then we had a Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend. The Saturday game got rained out.
Ooh.
The Sunday game was Father's Day, and I had to do a doubleheader.
There you go. Wow.
And it was my karma for dragging my dad all those doubleheaders. And it was a horrible day. It was 85 degrees and 80% humidity. Ooh. And we were dying up there. And I'm sure my dad was up above us just laughing.
So was he a broadcaster or just not a big baseball fan?
You know, he was a big baseball fan until the Dodgers moved to L.A. You know, he was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. When the Dodgers moved to L.A., he completely lost interest in baseball. And at that point, he was going to games really just for my sake. But when I got this job, all of a sudden, both of my parents became really interested again and really closely followed the Rangers and everything that was going on in baseball.
It's Voice of the Rangers, Eric Nadel, here with you on 105.3 The Fan. If you missed it, rained out today, doubleheader tomorrow starting at 12:30 here on your home of the champs. Now, Yankees, best team in baseball right now?
Well, it's a good question. You know, the Phillies have been struggling of late, so I don't know if you'd go with them anymore. It's a good one. You know, I still kind of like the Orioles. I think that they probably have the best team, at least of the teams that we've seen, they do. We haven't seen the Yankees yet, and we haven't seen the Red Sox yet. So this road trip is really going to be telling, and it's coming at a crucial time, of course. That doesn't need to be said.
What do we know about the pitching matchups, and how do you like them?
Well, I don't know if they're going to stick with the original matchups or not, or if either one of the managers is going to change the order of the starters, you know, now that it's a doubleheader tomorrow. But, you know, the first game we were supposed to have Bradford and Rodon, and Rodon's had a very erratic season, you know, not nearly the year the Yankees thought that he would have in a year that so far has been fully healthy for him. And the Rangers have Cody Bradford, who since coming back from the back injury has not looked anything like the pitcher who went 3-0 to start the year. You know, whether the back has something to do with it or just a matter of rust, he is due for the kind of game that he had in those three starts back in April. So that's the one we're kind of focusing on. You know, after that, we've got Gerrit Cole and Eovaldi if they stay in order, which is about as good a matchup as you can possibly
get. Love that. Yeah. Love a pitcher's duel like that. Now, what about watching Aaron Judge? I mean, where does that fall in line for you right now of, like, guy you most look forward to watching, particularly at the plate?
Well, considering the year that he's having, you know, I'm looking forward to watching him, not looking forward to seeing the damage that he might do. And seeing now that he has a chance to break his own record, the 62 home run record, he's just very slightly behind that pace, and he's been on a tear for the last month or 2 months. Really looking forward to seeing Juan Soto as well. Haven't seen too much of him, you know, in the interleague play, just a few games the last couple of years. So, you know, we'll see the Yankees this series and then the first week in September back at our place, and we'll have a much better feel for what that tandem looks like, you know, batting second and third or third and second, depending on how Aaron Boone's hitting him this week.
Eric, we've had a blast watching the Olympics during our show, and it seems like maybe baseball is going to get back into the summer games 2032 in Brisbane. What do you think about baseball as an Olympic sport? Would you like the big leaguers to be given the opportunity to compete?
You know, I'd like to see them get the opportunity to compete. I really don't think it's doable the way the Major League Baseball schedule is laid out. I really don't think it's going to happen. But I don't have a problem with the major leaguers not being in the Olympics. I don't think they need to be. I understand that, some of the other countries, Japan, in particular, are probably putting out a better team than the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
United States, because of the lack of the major leaguers. But we put out a pretty representative team in these Olympics. And, when you consider that last time David Robertson was the closer, during what was a comeback year for him from arm surgery, I think we do okay without the major leaguers. And I don't really want to see the big league schedule, delayed for 2 weeks or pushed back into October for 2 weeks. I just don't see it happening. But I certainly think that baseball and softball should be back in the games. And when you see some of the sports that are in there now, and, I don't mean to demean any of the sports, but the cross canoeing or cross kayaking or whatever that is, it looks like these guys are on a log flume ride.
Yeah,
some of these sports to me are not as deserving as baseball. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, how about the breakdancing? You getting in on the breakdancing action?
Somehow I'm not considering that as a sport either. I understand it can be a competition. I understand it's an art. I just don't think of it as a sport.
I'll agree with you on most of those points.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, we don't need to be squeezing out great traditional sports to be making them up for to get everybody involved. If you ask me, as more of a stick and ball type of sports fan, I'd like to see more of those kind of things in the Olympic Games. But it is a Friday, buddy, and I'd love to know what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm thinking is that this road trip is absolutely crucial, and as you guys know, I am very reluctant to place a larger importance on a particular game or group of games over any others. But the Rangers have a chance to get buried here if they don't do well on this road trip. You go from 5.5 games out. They come back and they're 7.5 or 8.5 games out. It's really hard to foresee a path to winding up in the playoffs. So, they really have to at least split this road trip or go 4-2. Or, they're going to come home probably in a lot of trouble. And being in New York, there are now more coffee places in Manhattan, I think, than there are in Seattle. Mm. But I'm a particular fan of Gregory's Coffee in Manhattan. There are a lot of them all over town. And if people come to visit New York, check them out. They've got a good variety of coffees. I really like it. Gregory's Coffee.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. As soon as it dries out, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Eric Nadel with you every Friday here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, I got a scouting report for you for a player we just traded for and some thoughts from practice. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.